a pipeline to the Missouri River. For KCRW, I'm Eric Roy.
The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to wade into the national debate over same-sex marriage means that in 2013, we could see some of the most significant civil rights rulings in years. The court.
You could have got a phone with U.S. Cellular's buy one, get one free. Instead, you got a flashy deal that's full of misery. Another its own stupid phone. Why won't
say goodbye to holiday deals you'll regret. And hello to getting two U.S. Cellular smartphones for the price of one. Like a free Samsung Galaxy S2 when you buy one for $99.99. U.S. Cellular. Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. After $50 mail-in rebates, they come as MasterCard debit cards. Applicable smartphone data plans required. New two-year agreements and $30 activation fees may apply. See store for details.
UCLA's Williams Institute, which focuses on gender issues and public policy.
How do these cases differ, and what are the constitutional issues at play here?
Well, the two cases, though they both concern the rights of same-sex couples in relation to marriage, they address different issues. The case from California, the Proposition 8 case, potentially presents the issue whether the states must permit same-sex couples to enter into marriage. The federal case regarding the Federal Defense of Marriage Act asks whether the federal government must recognize the marriages that same-sex couples have already validly entered into.
So it's the California case that's really going to directly take up the issue of whether marriage can be defined solely as between a man and a woman.
They could address the broad question, as you've just framed it, of whether the states must permit same-sex couples to marry. They could approach the case from a different angle, as did the lower federal court of appeals, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, in the case. What that court said was that Proposition 8 was unconstitutional because the voters in California had stripped away an existing right of same-sex couples to marry without having any adequate or even rational justification for doing so. You may recall that in 2008, the California Supreme Court said that California's Equal Protection Clause required that same-sex couples be permitted to marry in California. When the voters enacted Proposition 8 to take away that right, it was the first time in our nation's history that the right to marry was taken away from same-sex couples. So another way the court could approach this case is in a very California-specific way, asking whether what the California voters did was uniquely unconstitutional.
Bottom line, it sounds like there are a range of possible outcomes here.
Absolutely. In both of these cases, there exists the potential for broad, groundbreaking rulings on the scope of Brown versus Board of Education, but there also presents the possibility of rulings that, hey, the case can't go forward, or two, narrow rulings addressing the specific legal issues in the case. There are a lot of options out here.
David Cadell is legal director of UCLA's Williams Institute.